This is Ed Chat Main, the podcast. Hosted by the Ed Chat Main design team, Billy Cochran, Matt Drouet Card, Jen Michaelis, John Pratt, Becca Redman, Dan Ryder, Andy Wallace, and Jonathan Werner. Find Ed Chat Main online at hashtag EdChatME or on our website, edchatme.weebly.com.
Hey everybody, this is Matt Drouet Card, Curriculum Instruction Assessment Coordinator for AOS 94, which is centered out of Dexter, Maine. I just wanted to give you a quick update on the podcast as we're having some issues trying to get everyone together. We've actually recorded two basically podcasts as recaps of a couple weeks now, but we've had some tech issues, one of which was the fact that I had done a great discussion with Billy Cochran and John Pratt on what was Ed Chat Main, getting kind of the history of it, and yeah, that got dumped and got trashed and got deleted accidentally due to a problem of me not pressing the save button. The second issue is just trying to figure out a best way of getting our team together. If you haven't noticed, we have a team of 8 people on our design team. A couple of administrators, a few teachers. All awesome people. We all have families, we all have lives, and so it's just been challenging to find a time and a way in which we can all be together in one place or through one venue, like a Google Hangout, and record what we do. So we're working out the issues, we're working out the details, and we will figure it out because that's what we do in education. When we have a struggle, you have something that's, you know, getting in your way, you don't just stop and you don't just say, oh, that's enough out of me, I guess we can't do it. No, we find a way around it. As Randy Pausch said in his last lecture on really achieving your childhood dreams, you're going to get brick walls put in your way. And the brick walls aren't there for you, they're for everybody else. Because they weed out the people who don't really want it. And so we're going to figure this out. So right now you basically get me to put something out there. So what we've done is we are in the midst. We just last night on April 25th, 2016, we just dove into the main guiding principles. For those of you who don't know what the main guiding principles are, they are these overarching bigger concepts of what we want students to be. Often we think about education as being content-based. We think about education as being very heavily like history and biology and algebra. But what we really want our students to be able to do are things that are bigger than that. For example, last night we tackled the issue of being a clear and effective communicator. And we're currently in the age of information. And being that we're in the age of information, it is so important to be an effective communicator. Any of you who've ever gotten an email, you know tone. We should be ignoring tone in emails and should be just looking at what the words say, but we're human beings. And so we kind of infer, or we imply, we apply, is probably the right word, we apply tone to some emails. I know I have been both the recipient of emails that felt like they had a negative tone to them, and I've given emails where people said, hey, that was really negative. And I said, no, that was not the intention at all. It was intended to be just very straightforward and clear and direct, but it comes across as negative. Or words can be misconstrued. So right now, you know, our world, the internet, the world of information, this podcast that you're listening to is a way for us to, you know, communicate with each other. And there's nothing more human than communication. Stephen Hawking said, and this is one of my favorite quotes, and it's in a Pink Floyd song called Keep Talking off the Division Bell album. For millions of years, mankind lived just like the animals. Sorry, let me start that again. Quote, for millions of years, mankind lived just like the animals. Then something happened which unleashed the power of our imagination. We learned to talk. Communication is so important. in a globalized world. And it's one of those things that we want our students to be able to do, to beyond our walls, to be able to go and clearly and effectively communicate their ideas, their wants, their needs, their desires, their problems, to be able to communicate their life. That's the one of the core essentials of being human. So we in EdChat Maine, we brought that up last night. One of our core guiding principles in Maine is that, be a clear, effective communicator, and we talked about it. We talked about it last night. You can find the archive of that on edchatme.weebly.com. There's a page, just click the chat archive page, and you can find the link in the Storify. John Pratt moderated, did a great job moderating, along with Jen Michaelis. They both kind of took the realms at that. The realms. I was watching Game of Thrones recently, so I'm thinking all about realms. Took the helm at that. And next week, we are going to be tackling another one of the guiding principles. What we're doing in EdChat Maine, is we are going deep into these, because these are issues as we transition into a proficiency-based world. These are issues and these are challenges that every school is facing. How do we measure these? How do we explicitly instruct these? How do we ensure that our students are becoming, like next week, we're going to talk about an integrated and informed thinker. That's a really tough one. To be an integrated and informed thinker is the guiding principle. So we're going to talk about that next Monday. That would be May 2nd, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And so until then, stay tuned on the EdChatMe website Twitter hashtag. Follow us along, because we're going to be talking about this week, Clear and Effective Communicator. We're going to be talking about what we call hashtag next steps, where what do we do from here? Where do we go next? How do we apply this? And share resources, learn from each other, and let's actually model clear and effective communication in this world for our students so we can do it ourselves. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Drouet Card, and we'll see you soon once we get all these technical stuff taken care of. Thank you for subscribing, and see you in the interwebs. Follow along with the conversation on hashtag EdChatMe on Twitter. Also, check out our website, edchatme.weebly.com.